On the wireless communication CD-ROM, we are talking to Professor Bob Brodersen with the University of California at Berkeley, the principal investigator with the InfoPad project. Bob, what is the main idea behind the InfoPad wireless computing project?
Well, I guess the idea of the project is that we took a vertical slice all the way from the network applications all the way down to the delivery unit, which we call InfoPad, and we have various people working on all different aspects of the problem between those two extremes. There's the idea that there's servers sitting back in the network that will provide video, audio, text, graphics, information, like we see now from the World Wide Web. The as well on the backbone network is most of the processing that will be needed to support the InfoPad itself. So the basic idea is that we don't do any processing in the pad, the portable unit, unless it's absolutely necessary. So on this picture we have here, you see things like cell server and pad server, and those are basically the computation that's needed to support mobility or compression or formatting for different kinds of data that's going to be finally displayed on the pad. Also, we see that there's major efforts in this project are in the base station design, because we're trying to, the goal is to have 50 users in a very dense area like a classroom be able to receive full motion video. So that means we have to be able to somehow deliver this information to through separate channels to all the different users. The goal is 2 megabits per user for a composite rate of 100 megabits per second. So we have a multi-access problem here, and we're looking at a variety of techniques. We're doing a chip design actually right now involved in CDMA, where we have a system that's very similar to the IS-95 system but scaled up substantially in bandwidth. Also, we're looking at other forms of radio links, primarily driven by low power and CMOS implementation issues. Then down in the pad itself, we're also driven by low power, of course, and one of the major ways is by moving the computation back into the network, but also the low power design techniques are used in actual chip designs inside the pad. The future goals of the pad are to have it as low as 1 watt and 1 pound. Right now we're about 4 watts and 4 pounds for the pad implementation. The also, I guess, working on is what are the different compression algorithms we'll use for transmitting text, graphics, and video across the wireless link that somehow are robust against errors and somehow are scalable with the various bandwidths we'll have, be able to have with the wireless link. And other, I guess, other example projects are optimization for capacity issues. So we have algorithm work involved in that, as well as algorithms for optimizing mobility. So you can see we're working on all different aspects of the problem. I think a key aspect of it was the fact that we were able to do optimizations across all different layers of this whole system design, and that's made it possible for us to have the pad with be a substantially simpler and easier to use pad than you might able to do if you tried to optimize at different levels.